Now we're going to start looking at the text for the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And so the theme is like faith alertness. And the first reading is from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and then chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. And you can see this is a Habakkuk recording his prayer like a psalm. And then the Lord answers him. How long, Adonai, Adonai, how long must I cry for help and you do not hear me? Now what he calls, see what it says literally in the text. No, I cry out to you, violence, and you do not intervene. That's a key word. It's like saying police in our culture. Hamas is the word in Hebrew. Violence. It means violence is being perpetrated right here and somebody has to stop it. And he's saying, I have to cry out violence all the time. God says, this is a violent situation. You are not getting along with each other and you are disobeying me. And so Habakkuk says, so I have to cry out, you know, Hamas, come and change the situation. Okay. And you do not intervene. Why do you let me see iniquity? Why do you simply gaze at evil? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and discord. That's his prayer. He's pretty honest with the Lord, isn't he? Look at the situation you put me in, and you're not helping me. And I see there's violence and all going around. Then the Lord answered me. And this is the answer now. Write down the vision. Make it plain upon tablets so that the one who reads it may run, or the one running can still read it. But anyway, for the vision is a witness for the appointed time. I want everybody to know that I've warned you so that when it happens, you'll know where to turn. You'll come back to me. You won't just sit there bewildered by the suffering. You'll know where to go. Come back to me and I'll help and heal you. A testimony to the end. It will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. And then the last part of this, you see, is see the rash have no integrity. But the just one, who is righteous because of faith, this is the way it's translated, will live. And that text, you see, the Sadiq, the Eminuto, Yitye, the Sadiq, the one who has Sedek, or Sadiq, so he's the righteous one. That means he honors the truth of every relationship, primarily his relationship to God. He worships him, he loves him, he obeys him, he trusts him. He seeks to be closer and closer to him. That's the right relationship to God. That has to be cultivated and fought for. Because our emotions, we just heard a little bit about some of the drives in us, some of the passions, as the spiritual writers call them, they're pulling us all over the place. And in a culture like ours, how many solicitations? There's the TV, there's the movies, there's the radio, there's all the ads on the highways, there's everything pulling at us. And so, that's what he's talking about here, you see. I call out Hamas, violence. I'm looking at the mess. And you do not intervene. And then the Lord answers, you see. If it delays, that is my intervention, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. You might think it's late, but it's not. See, the rash have no integrity, but the just one, who is righteous because of faith, shall live. Now you have this notion, see, that the righteous one lives by faith. And that's, you see, the tzaddik, the emunato, yechyeh. And it means, you see, that the tzaddik, that means somebody who's honoring the truth of every relationship according, you know, especially his relationship to God. Well, what is the right relationship to God? To believe him and to obey him because you believe him. And that's what makes him tzaddik. And he has the tzaddik, and it says, you know, in his faith, by his faith, Yahya will live. And that's the whole, in other words, faith is a gift, but we have to yield to it. I was going to look up that quote of Aquinas. It's in his commentary on Romans 3. Justification is the first work of God, which God works in the believer, because by faith he submits himself to the justification of God and receives his effect. So the first work of God in us is to believe, because we're already operating in a level of relating to God far beyond our capacities. And so to believe God means believing God, moving on a level of supernatural relationship to God that we just don't have. So it gets hard sometimes, especially after that consideration of the passions, because we want to be able to do what we want, when we want it, especially the pleasurable things, the good, what appears to us to be good. You see, the fourth glass of whiskey appears to us to be good, even though it's irrational. It's going to cause us to lose our reason. Our reason will be impaired, and when it's impaired, then the emotions can take over. Anger, sex, whatever. So, the rash have no integrity, you see. But the tzaddik lives, you see, by his faith, literally. And he will live. And so you see, faith is basically a yielding to the action of God, as that quote from Aquinas points out, you see. Faith is the first act of God in the believer, by which he submits to God, and therefore receives the effect of that submission, which is life, divine life. It's justification. But, in other words, we don't have to force ourselves to believe. We have to look at God, obey God, and yield to God, and it's God's work that we believe. We have something to do, but it's to yield and to obey. We'll do that to the degree that we're praying. If we're not praying, if we're not seeking God, if we're not reading the scriptures, it becomes harder and harder for us to obey that deep faith instinct by which the Holy Spirit is moving us to submit to the truth of God and receive its effect. But you see, that's why I said the theme of the readings this Sunday, 27th in Ordinary Time, Cycle C, is faith alertness, to be alert. But to really be alert and to yield to God, see, that's the fruit and the source of faith. And so that's what this first reading is trying to tell us, you see. Now how do we do that? Prayer. We have got to have time for prayer. Now you can start with just a little. I don't remember the person now, but I remember this somebody, and I had said to him about praying, and he came back 2 months later, I guess, and he said, you know, I'm praying an hour a day. And I said, I thought you told me you didn't have time. And he said, it got to be a hunger. See how God wins us over? We're hungry to be with God. And we fight to find the time because we want it. And we know that even when it's going to be dry and tough, there's something there that's drawing us. And that is the work of the Father himself. Huh? And that's why faith is so intimately linked with prayer, and it's prayer that feeds faith. It's the yielding to the work of God. And part of that is pondering the sacred text and yielding to it, you see? Or, as that person said to me, he said, I'm praying an hour a day. I said, I thought you said you didn't have time. And he looked at me and he said, it got to be a hunger. Do you see how God had won this man over? He tried it. He took the time. He might have said, look, I'm not made for this. I'm bored stiff. No. You know, I've given talks on prayer. I'll give you a quick one now. Just the four things that happen in the first part of the Mass. We get in there. First, we repent for our sins, right? And then we receive forgiveness and so forth. And then we listen to the Word of God. In our prayer time, that would mean reading the Bible for a while. And then praising God. We sing Hallelujah. So we praise God out of what we've been reading. Or just, I praise you, Lord. You are so good and merciful and great, and I love you, and I praise you. So that's the first three, and the last is intercession. So if you just think of what you do when you go to Mass, you repent for your sins. What does that mean? That's not a search and destroy mission. That's letting the Holy Spirit show you where you've sinned and acknowledging it. Don't duck it, because then you can be free of it. So after you repent, you see, then you read the Word, and then you praise God, and then you pray for everybody who needs prayer, including yourself. Now, that's easy to remember. There are other schemata, I guess, that I could talk about, and I will some other time. But that's a good one. And if you say, I'm going to do that for a half hour, it will happen as it did for this other person I told you about. It gets to be a hunger. And you find more and more time for prayer because you want to be in living contact with God and sense His help no matter what's going on during the day. All right? That's enough on that. And we'll move on.